Amen.
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 Amen. All right, so last week,
上个礼拜,
Martina shared about the promises of God for our city and our church.
那我就是分享到神对我们的教会、我们的城市的应许。
We are entering a period of breakthrough for the next 3 years.
我们正要进入一个三年的期间的一个突破期。
It's going to be an Isaiah 54 season.
是一个以赛亚45章。
54章。54章的时刻。 It's a season of expansion.
那这是一个扩张的季节。
It's also going to be a season of warfare.
同时这也是一个征战的季节。
We're going to warfare together.
我们要一起来征战。
So that we can be expanded.
以至于我们可以一同来扩张。
Pastor Martina shared that we're going to warfare to inherit the promises of God.
Martina 牧师上次分享说, 我们来征战来得着这个应许。
Just like the Israelites did when they entered into the promised land.
如同以色列人当他们进到这个迦南美地的时候。
Everyone say together with me.
我们一起来宣告。
Let's warfare.
我们来征战。
Let's receive the promises of God.
我们一同得着神的应许。
Pastor Martina shared with us. That one of the areas of warfare
其中一个征战的区块
is going to be our mind.
就是我们的思想。
We are going to warfare to see our mind be transformed and changed.
我们要征战到我们的思想完全被转化。
But I believe in these 40 days of fasting,
我相信这40天的禁食,
it's not just our minds that need renewal,
不只是我们的思想要被更新,
our hearts need it even more. Tell the person next to you, my heart is going to get renewed.
跟旁边的人说, 我的心需要被更新。
My heart is going to get renewed.
我的心要得更新了。
I believe these 40 days, God is going to give me a new heart.
这40天当中, 神要给我们一个新的心。
That's what fasting does to me.
禁食就是可以达到这个目的。
Fasting renews that old, tough wineskin of my heart that can't get expanded anymore.
禁食可以改变我们心里面的那个旧的这个皮带，更新它。
Fasting replaces my old wineskin with a new one.
把那个旧皮带换成一个新的。
It's a new wineskin that can expand in the season God wants to give to me.
因为在这个季节，我们需要一个新皮带来盛装神要做的。
I know a lot of us know that fasting involves giving up food.
我知道我们都明白禁食就是你要舍去一些食物。
But I want to tell you it's also much more than that.
但我要告诉你是超过舍弃。
Fasting is not primarily about fasting food.
禁食不是最重要的不是禁止吃食物。
The PowerPoint person, let me see if I can do this. 下一页可以吗? 好像这个不大行。 There you go. Okay. All right. Fasting is not primarily about fasting food.
禁食并不是关于只是禁止吃食物。
It's primarily about fasting yourself.
而主要就是关于禁食自己。
Everyone say fasting myself.
我们一起来说，我们禁食自己。
It's weird, right?
这个听起来有点怪哈。
But it's saying that if my desire for loving the, if there's anything that gets in the way of me loving God, God, I want you to have it.
但它意味着就是说, 有任何的东西拦阻我可以更靠近神、更爱神, 我们就来禁止那些事情。
Anything that keeps God from having more of me, God, I want you to take that.
有任何人事物拦阻神更加来拥有我们这颗心, 我们求神把它挪去。
If it's my desire for food,
如果是我对食物的渴望,
if it's my desire to be entertained,
如果是我需要被娱乐的渴望,
or even if it's my desire to feel secure by having money,
或者是我需要更有安全感、更多的金钱,
if that gets in the way of me trusting in Jesus,
如果这一些成为我跟耶稣的拦阻,
if that gets in the way of me loving him with my whole heart,
成为我全心献上给他的一个拦阻的话,
then we say to the Lord, God, take it.
那我就说, 主啊, 你把这些都挪去。
Just give me Jesus.
我只要耶稣。
Anything that gets in the way,
任何真的拦阻的东西,
God, I want you to have it.
主，我求你都把它挪去。
You are my great reward.
你才是我最大的奖赏。
You are my greatest inheritance.
你是我最大的产业。
God, anything that takes away from this,
主，任何人事物来拦阻的,
I want you to take it all.
我求你全部都挪去。
We open up the deep inner places of our heart.
我们把我们心最深处的地方向你敞开。
And we let the hand of God reach into that place.
我们求神伸出他的 手来触摸那个领域,
and let him have his way.
让他能够得着他的工作。
Is it painful?
你觉得这会痛吗?
Yes.
是的。
It's painful.
是痛。
But I want to tell you this.
但是我告诉你,
to someone who is in love,
对一个恋爱的人来说,
it's worth it.
他是值得的。
To someone who is in love,
如果你在恋爱的话,
the pain is worth it.
在里面的疼痛其实是值得的。
Why?
为什么?
Because when you're in love, no price is too great to pay.
当你在恋爱的时候, 任何的代价你都愿意付。
When you're in love,
当你恋爱的时候,
your greatest desire,
你最渴望的,
is the ability to give all of yourself.
就是你把你全所有的,
the ability to give all of yourself to the object of your desire.
你可以,你有这个能力把你所有的一切的代价都给予你喜爱的那个人。
You will want everything within you to be able to be poured out to love that person or thing.
你愿意把所有的生命倾倒在那个事情或那个人的身上。
The greatest reward of a lover is the ability to love with his or her whole heart.
而那个最大身为一个爱人的奖赏就是你能够把你心的一切完全的倾倒。
Everyone raise your hands with me.
我们把手举起来。
And say, that's me.
你我说就是我
This is me.
这就是我
My greatest reward.
我最大的奖赏
is to be able to love Jesus with my whole heart.
就是能用全心来爱神
My greatest desire in this fast.
我在这个禁食当中最大的渴望
is to be able to live the words on this wall.
就是能够活出这个墙上的这个字
Jesus, my only passion.
耶稣，我唯一的热情
Come on, say this with me.
我们一起来宣告
Jesus, my only passion.
耶稣，我唯一的热情
This is who I am.
这就是我
This is what I'm about.
这就是我的生命
And this is what's going to happen to me these 40 days.
这四十天，这个就会发生
You can put your hand down.
Amen.
Amen. Fasting helps us.
禁食帮助我们
It helps us to Let me see if I can get the PowerPoint Alright, next slide Or next point 下一页那个下一点 Alright Fasting helps us give up the lesser permissible things that God blesses us with so that we can have more of Him
禁食就是让那一些好像神赐给我们是次要的但是我们愿意把这些次要的祝福能够先放下
When we fast food
当我们来进食物的时候
We're giving back to the Lord the food he has given us to eat.
我们是把他所赐予我们的饮食我们先把它献上
We're taking the time that we would normally spend eating
我们把那个本来我们应该要吃饭的时间
to instead now feast on the presence of God.
我们不吃自然的食物我们却来吃来饮用神的同在
We're taking that energy that we get from food
我们把那个从食物肉身的食物得来的能量
and instead giving that to God
我们把那些献给他
and letting the Lord become our strength
让神成为我们超自然的能力
letting his word become our power and our energy
让神的食物成为我们的力量我们的能力
we fast food
我们禁食
which God gives to us
是神赐给我们的食物
so that we can feast on him
以至于我们来享用来饮用它
somebody say hallelujah
我们来说 hallelujah
somebody say amen
说 amen
someone say thank you Jesus
说感谢耶稣
in the same way when we fast time
同样的当我们来进时间
We fast time by coming to church or going to small group
我们进时间就是因为我们把那个时间用来参与一些聚会
We fast time by praying or reading the Bible
或用那个时间来祷告我们来读经
We're giving back to God the time he has given us to spend in our own free will
我们把神所赐给我们的时间用我们自由意志来选择来亲近他
We could be satisfying our boredom by shopping or checking what's goingOn online, getting entertained.
我们可以来满足我们的这个无聊的欲望。我们来线上的采购或做一些娱乐的事物。
We could be satisfying ourselves by scrolling on social media to see what other people are doing.
我们看社交媒体上面看别人都在网络上做什么。
But we are instead choosing
但我们现今选择
to take that time
把那个时间
to take that energy
把那个能量
that God has given to me
神所给予我的
I take that and I bring it back to him
我把那个再次献给他
I put my heart before the Lord
我把我的心放在他的面前
and I let his word become my indulgence
以至于让神的话语成为我的满足
I let his presence become my satisfaction
让他的同在成为我的宝足
Oh the joy of fasting time by giving it back to the Lord
你能想象那个 把时间献给神进食的这个喜乐吗？
It's the same with money.
同样的，金钱也是一样。
I could be saving all my wealth in a bank account.
我可以把我所有的金钱财务都存在银行里。
I could feel more safe by seeing that bank account number go up and up and up.
当我看到那个银行的那个账户一直往上爬的时候，我心就满了安全感。
The sense of power that I feel when I have millions of dollars in the bank.
当我知道我的银行有这个几百万的美金的时候，我心里多么有这个安全感。
When my crypto is multiplying by 100 times, 1,000 times, that power and that freedom, that joy that I feel.
我的虚拟货币一直在那个增长的时候，我里面有多少的喜乐，多少的这个快乐。
I can buy what I want.
我可以买任何的我想买的东西。
I can do what I want to do.
我可以做我想心所想的事情。
The power and the security that I get.
那个能力还有我里面感觉的安全感。
By having this resource that God blesses me with.
因为我有这么多神所赐给我的资源。
But when I fast money by tithing.
但当我奉献来进食我的金钱的时候。
When I fast money by giving in a way that stretches me.
甚至我给予是那种让我扩张我的度量的给予的时候。
We're choosing to let God be our security.
我们就选择让神成为我的安全感。
When we fast our money by giving.
当我们来进金钱的时候借着给予。
We're letting God become our piggy bank.
我们让神成为我们银行的账号。
All of heaven is my bank account.
天堂的一切都是我的银行账号。
Heaven is my inheritance.
天堂是我的产业。
To someone who is in love.
对于一个恋爱的人。
To do the things that I just talked about.
刚我讲这里所列出来这一切。
It's not a rule.
这个不是一个律法。
It's a blessing.
而是一个祝福。
下一点。PowerPoint. Thank you.When we fast in this way,
当我们如此来进食,
it's not a burden.
这个不再是只是一个重担。
It becomes the joy and desire of our hearts.
它应该成为你心中的喜乐和渴望。
Fasting is a blessing because it lets us love God in a way that is wholehearted.
进食是一个祝福，因为它让你可以全心的来爱神。
Something happens on the inside of you when you love with your whole heart.
在当你能够全心爱神的时候，在你的里面有一些事情正在发生。
Something comes alive when you love in this way.
你在你里面会有东西活过来，当你全心全意的爱神。
When you fast food, when you fast time, when you fast money, something awakens on the inside that was dead before.
当你进食，当你进你的时间，进你的金钱的时候，你的心开始活过来。
You come alive because you're giving yourself to a cause that's worth dying for.
因为你正在给予一个非常值得你生命代价的一件事情的一个人，你在给予他。
You know, there's a reason why the first commandment is called the first and the great commandment.
为什么在圣经上告诉我们那个第一诫命，它也是最大的诫命？
It's because when the first commandment is in first place, your life becomes great.
因为当第一诫命是在你生命当中的第一诫命的时候，你的生命就会成为伟大的生命。
It's what makes your life worth living.
它让你的生命成为一个值得活的生命。
When you love God with all your heart,
当你全心全意来爱神的时候，
you discover the reason why you are alive.
你开始来明白为什么你活着。
That sense of purpose that no one can give to you.
在你生命当中那个活出来的意义，
that no amount of money can provide to you.
没有任何人可以给你，也没有任何金钱可以买的。
That no amazing position or job can satisfy you with.
没有任何的职位头衔是可以满足的。
That sense of identity and belonging comes alive on the inside.
在你里面那个身份突然之间是活过来。
When you make Jesus your only passion.
当你将耶稣成为你一生的唯一的热情。
I want to tell you that when you live like this.
当你这样活出来的时候。
When we live like this.
当我们一起共同活出来的时候。
We may not be famous. We may or may not be famous on earth.
我们有可能或许我们不会成为一个有名的人。
But I want to tell you this.
但我要告诉你，
all of heaven will know your name.
天堂所有的天上的人都知道你是谁。
When you give your whole heart to love God.
当你全心全意爱神的时候。
When you fast with your whole heart.
当你进食用全心来进食的时候。
People may not know you. They might also.
人们可能不认识你。
But God will.
但神认识你。
The angels will know your name.
天使都知道你的名字。
You may not be the most anointed man on earth.
你可能不是那个最有恩膏的在地上的一个人。
You also could be. Maybe you are.
也许你有可能会。
But I want to tell you this.
但我要告诉你,
when you love him with your whole heart,
当你全心的来爱神的时候,
you will possess the greatest anointing that heaven has to offer.
你就能够得着天上要赐给你最大的恩膏。
It's not miracles or prophecy.
那个恩膏不在乎神迹奇事或者是预言的灵。
It's not even signs or wonders or healing all sicknesses.
不是那个能够医治各样的疾病的神迹奇事。
You will possess the anointing to love him with your whole heart.
你就会开始得着全心爱神的恩膏。
All the former gifts, prophecy, these things, healing, they will all pass away.
那些那个发预言的灵，这些的恩赐都有一天都会过去。
But loving him will never pass away.
但爱神这个恩膏是不会过去的。
That will be your inheritance for all eternity.
它会成为你永永远远的产业。
This will be our inheritance for all eternity.
这个会成为我们永永恒的产业。
To make him my only passion.
用全心全意的来爱耶稣。
Oh, I want to tell you what.
我要告诉你。
I'm excited these 40 days.
这40天我很兴奋。
Because I know I'm going to encounter this.
因为我知道我会遇见这个。
I know something inside of me is going to come alive.
我知道我里面会有东西活过来。
I'm going to find a new sense of why I was put on this earth.
我会开始明白为什么神把我放在地上。
All that boredom, that frustration that I feel every day in my job.
那些在工作上的挫折，还有那些感觉。
And all the weaknesses that I feel.
还有我生命当中一切的软弱。
I know God's going to invade that place these 40 days.
神就会开始入侵在我的心里。
And you and I.
你和我。
We are going to have an encounter with God.
我们会面见神。
Somebody say amen.
我们一起来说 amen.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
High five the person next to you and say amen.
跟旁边的人 high five, 说 amen.
You know, fasting is a beautiful thing.
禁食是一个很美好的事。
It's beautiful, but it's also messy.
非常的美，但是它也是非常的乱。
乱。In fact, sometimes it's pretty funny.
事实上，有的时候禁食会让你觉得很搞笑。
Anybody who has fasted before knows this.
你曾经禁食过，你就明白这件事。
Before you fast,
在你禁食之前
，you think you're the most amazing person on the world.
你觉得你是全世界上最棒的人。
You're the most humble person like Moses.
你可能觉得你就像摩西一样，为人谦卑啊。
You have such a good temper.
胜过世人。你的心情柔顺。
Everyone gets angry except for you.
每个人都会生气，除了你以外。
You're able to carry so much.
你可以这个关怀人很多。
So strong.
你很有能力。
So powerful.
非常强大。
Right, just like me.
就像我一样。
That's what I thought too.
我本来也是这样想。
I thought inside of me was this meek, humble lamb like Jesus.
我本来以为我就像耶稣一样柔和谦卑啊。
But then I fasted.
当我开始禁食的时候
Then I fasted and I had a huge self-discovery.
我突然有一个极大的开启。
All of a sudden, all the good manners that I have.
我本来那个外在的很好的这个榜样。
All the good mannerisms I had because I had energy from food to control my behavior.
那些我能够掌控我行为是靠着吃食物的能力，原来有的这些力量。
It went straight out the door.
那些都完全的跑掉了。
Every one of you know that feeling when you're really weak.
你们一定感受过当你很软弱的时候。
Either you've been sick or you are fasting.
你可能生病或者你正在禁食。
Your patience gets very, very thin.
你的那个耐心突然之间就没了。
All of a sudden, those small things that didn't bother you before, they start bothering you.
以前还不你不太在乎的事情，突然之间你就开始在乎。
Right, that was me.
那个就是我。
People I normally don't get angry at.
通常我不会对某些人生气。
Suddenly, I don't have the energy to hold back what I feel.
突然之间我没有那个能量去控制我的感受。
I don't have the patience that I once had.
我也没有曾经我拥有的这个耐心。
Because I'm hungry.
因为我很饿啊。
I'm weak.
我很软弱。
I'm irritated.
而且我非常容易被人家搞毛。
I don't have the patience I once did.
我已经没有那个耐心了。
You guys especially know if you fasted before.
你就知道你有没有禁食过。
The hardest part oftentimes is in the fast.
最难的时候就是在禁食的时候。
The hardest is not the fast.
禁食不是最难的事情。
The hardest time in the fast is when the fast is about to end.
最难是当进食要结束的时候。
You're almost there.
你已经快要到终点了。
You can already smell the food.
你也可以闻到那个食物的香味。
You can already taste the next meal.
你也可以感受到那个下一餐的味道。
You can almost touch it.
你甚至可以摸到那个食物。
That moment when you know food is about to enter in your mouth.
那个，然后你又知道说那个食物还不会进到你嘴里的时候。
But then you have to wait.
然后突然你想到啊，我还要再等。
You know you're about to be filled, but maybe the person who's cooking for you or the restaurant that's serving you isn't serving you on time.
然后你知道那个不可能是餐厅啊，或是煮饭的人，突然之间他 delay 了，他晚点才做，你没有办法吃到那餐饭。
Or maybe you're waiting for somebody to enjoy that first meal with.
或你在等跟你的另外一半要来享受那餐的时候。
You've been fasting 40 days.
你已经禁食40天了。
Your first meal you can have.
你第一餐可以一起享用的那餐。
And the person who's going to eat with you.
那本来那个人说好要跟你一起吃的。
He's 5 minutes late.
结果他五分钟迟到。
You already smell the food.
你已经闻到那个食物的香味。
You can see the menu.
你也看到那个菜单了。
You're already having dreams and visions of the food entering your mouth.
你甚至有异梦异象有关于你正要吃的食物。
But that person doesn't show up.
但那个人就是不来。
30 minutes.
30分钟
过了。 1 hour.
一个小时过了。
Forget it.
算了。
I'm going to either burn the restaurant down to get my food or I'm just going to go eat somewhere else.
我干脆把这个餐厅烧掉了，我去别地方吃饭。
Because I'm hungry.
因为我太饿了。
Fasting exposes the deep parts of my heart.
禁食会彰显你里面那个最软弱的地方。
It exposes the inner places that I don't normally see.
它会显明通常你看不见你里面的软弱。
Have you guys ever eaten somebody who had to say grace?
你有没有跟一些人吃饭的时候他饭前祷告？
And then that person who normally says grace very short,
那他平时饭前祷告都很短。
All of a sudden has a burden.
突然他从上帝领受了一个负担。
Lord, we thank you for the food.
主为着这个食物感谢。
Thank you for the hands that prepared it.
主啊，为着那双预备的双手感谢你。
You know they're going through a hard time.
你知道他们生命经得不容易。主啊，你祝福他。
And this whole time the food's in the front of you.
然后他在祷告的时间，
smells going into your nose.
你就一直闻到这个食物的香味。
Your lips are starting to salivate.
你口水开始流出来。
And that person keeps praying.
那个人继续的来祷告。
We don't just pray for them, Lord.
主啊，不只为这些人祷告。
You know America needs you.
主啊，美国。需要你啊
Lord, America needs revival.
哦，美国需要复兴。
Lord, send revival to America.
主降下你的复兴。
Lord, we even lift up everyone in the White House.
我们也把那个白宫每个人都献上。
We pray for President Trump.
我们总统来祷告。
Fill him with your wisdom.
哦，智慧充满他。
Oh Lord, but not just him too.
主啊，不止总统。
A lot of people need wisdom.
还有很多人都需要智慧。
Lord, we pray for the nations.
哦，我们为列国来祷告。
We lift up Africa.
我们为啊，
We lift up Israel.
我们为非洲、为以色列祷告。
3 minutes.
三分钟过了。
5 minutes.
五分钟过了
Just finish praying.
你赶快把祷告祷告完
I want to eat.
我需要吃饭了
I asked you to say grace, not lead a prayer meeting.
我请你谢饭祷告，不是要开始一个祷告会
All of you guys know that feeling when you have to wait so long because that one person says grace for too long.
你们都知道明白这种感觉，当你很想要吃的时候，但那其他人谢饭祷告太长
Fasting exposes something on the inside.
禁食它会显明你里面的光景
Actually, I encourage you to try that out.
我鼓励你尝试看看
Next time you're going to go eat with someone who's really hungry.
下次你跟那个很饿的人要吃饭
Pray for 10 minutes.
试试看10分钟祷告
Let's see what happens.
看看会发生什么事情
I promise you.
我保证你
When you finish praying and you say in Jesus' name, Amen.
当你祷告完你说 Amen 的时候
Not only will their food already be gone.
不但他的食物也没了
Your food will also be gone.
你的食物也会
Fasting exposes a hungry side of us that we probably don't normally see.
禁食会显明你里面有一个很饥渴的一块是你平时看不到的。
But I want to tell you this.
但我要告诉你。
It's in the exposing.
就是在那个显明的过程。
That's where God meets us.
就是神遇见你的地方。
In the frustration.
就在你那个很挫败的感觉
In the pains that we feel during fasting
就在那个你感觉很痛苦的当下
That is the place of encounter
那就是神要遇见你的地方
Even though we're so in touch with our weakness
我们时时是可以感受到我们的软弱
While we're fasting we're so irritated
我们在进食的时候我们常常会很没有耐心
The irritation we feel in our heart comes right out of our mouth without even thinking.
那个不耐烦常常会是越过你的大脑就直接从嘴巴讲出来。
You're so prone, you're so in touch with your own weakness when you're fasting.
你是这样的脆弱软弱能够感受到你自己里面的软弱
But you're also so in touch with the presence of God at the same time.
但同时你也是那么样能够容易感受到神的同在
Fasting makes us prone to both the good and the bad.
进食会让我们不但对好的还有不好的都更加的敏锐
But I want to tell you this.
但我要跟你分享
Because you are a people who love the Lord.
因为你们都是爱神的人
Just his presence alone will make it worth it.
仅仅就是神的同在都会让这一切值得
Once you've tasted of the pleasures found in fasting,
当你尝到在禁食当中的那个喜乐,
there's no going back.
你就不会再回去了。
No one needs to tell you to fast.
没有人再需要鼓励你去禁食。
It's no longer about fasting the food.
不再关乎只是禁止吃。
Once you've tasted of him,
当你尝到他,
the fast becomes a feast on the presence of God.
禁食就变成一个享宴享受他的同在。
It's no longer 40 days of starving.
不是40天的饥饿。
It's no longer 40 days of pain and suffering.
不是40天的受苦而已。
But they become 40 days of indulgence.
而是40天的这个享宴。
It becomes 40 days of encounter.
40天的来遇见。
It becomes 40 days of letting the love of God fill your heart again and again, and you just love him even more and more.
而是40天你一直被神的爱来倾倒,来充满,以至于你更加的爱他。
It's no longer a prison.
不再只是一个监牢。
It is the gateway to greater encounter with him.
而是那一扇门让你可以进到上去遇见他。
I want to tell you what.
我要跟你说,
These 40 days are going to become 40 days of encounter for you.
40天要成为40天的遇见神的时刻。
These 40 days are going to be 40 days of feasting for you.
要成为40天的享宴的时刻。
I believe you're going to feel the love of God so much.
你要这么大的尝到神的爱。
That you won't just try to not eat.
而你不是只是用力克制自己不去吃。
I believe the encounter will be so great.
我相信这个遇见神是
That we'll forget about the food altogether. I believe we're going to be so filled by the richness of who he is. The fatness of his love.
神的爱的那样的丰满。
This is what God wants to bring us into these 40 days.
这就是神 带我们进到40天禁食的心意。 You
know, people fast for all sorts of reasons.
很多人禁食为了不同的原因。
I'm going to go through seven of them right now.
我现在来讲七点。Really
quick. So if you have your notes.
如果你想要这个记笔记的话。
Now's the time.
现在你可以拿出来。
The next slide that we talk about. People can fast to experience the power of God.
很多人禁食为了在服事上能够经历神更大的能力。
Jesus did that in the wilderness.
耶稣在这个耶稣40天禁食在那个旷野的时候。
He fasted and he left in the power of the Holy Spirit.
他禁食完40天，他就行走在圣灵的能力。
Jesus also said that some demons couldn't be cast out except by prayer and fasting.
耶稣也曾经说过，有些邪灵无法被赶出，除非你禁食祷告。
We can fast to experience the power of God.
我们禁食能够经历神的大能。
You can also fast.
你也可以禁食
to get prophetic revelation of the end times.
为了你要来领受末世的一些启示。
The prophet Daniel did that.
但以理
He sought the Lord with prayer and fasting. And God gave him a revelation of the visions that he saw. We can fast to receive revelation. You can also fast to see the promises of God be fulfilled in your city or in your nation. Daniel also did that. He fasted to see Jerusalem be restored. You can fast to stop a crisis. Mordecai and Esther fasted so that their people would be saved. You can fast to stop a crisis. You can also fast, number five, for protection.
第五, 你可以禁食来 呼求保护。
You know, before Ezra let the Israelites back into the land,
以斯拉在进到这个回归的这个时刻
he fasted for protection.
他就先来祷告求神保护他们的团队。
You can do the same thing.
你也可以如此祷告。
Number six, you can also fast for direction.
你也可以来禁食祷告为要寻求前面的方向。
All throughout the New Testament, the people in the book of Acts, they fasted for supernatural wisdom and direction.
你看到新约里面各样的都是这样的祷告，在特别在那个使徒行传，他们求神引导他们方向。
You can fast for direction in your life.
你可以为着寻求方向来禁食。
But I want to tell you this.
但我现在要来跟你分享。
When Jesus died,
当耶稣死的时候
he introduced a different type of fasting.
他介绍了一个新的禁食。
This was a fasting born out of love and longing.
而这个禁食是诞生于一个爱的渴望。
It's a new type of fast.
这是一个新的禁食的方式。
It's a fast to experience the love of God.
而是禁食来更加触摸到神的爱。
To encounter Jesus again.
来更加遇见到耶稣。
It's a fast that's born out of dissatisfaction.
这个禁食是诞生于你里面一个不满足。
It's a fast that says, God, it's not okay that you're not with me right now.
他禁食说，主，我现在没有你，我是不满足的。
I can't go day to day in my life with business as usual.
我没办法每一天都是日常公事的这个生活，主，我需要更多。
I don't want to stay in my current state of dullness.
主，我不要一直这样沉睡的下去。
It's not a fast for external change.
这个不是祷告去改变你的环境。
It's not for power or protection.
你也不是为着能力或者保护来祷告。
It's a fast for internal change.
而是为着你里面的改变来祷告。
Jesus said this of the fast.
耶稣这样来提到。
I want us to be able to all read this together.
我们一起来读神的话。
All right, on the count of three, we can just read this. One, two, three.
我们一起来读。我们和法利赛人常常禁食，你的门徒倒不禁食。耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀动呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要禁食。
God is saying in this passage,
主在这边说到，
that there will be a day,
有一天将来到，
when I'm no longer with you in person,
当我不在实体的在你们的旁边，
and there's going to be a pain that comes out on the inside,
你就会开始经历到一种痛苦在你的心里，
and this pain is going to make you do things that you never thought you would,
而这个痛苦就会一直逼着你往前做一些事情。
It's a pain that comes out of missing me,
那个痛苦就是说到你对耶稣的一个切望和有盼望。
It's a pain that's going to be greater than all the other pains in your life.
那个痛会超过生命当中任何的疼痛。
Greater than not having food.
甚至超过那个不吃饭的痛苦。
It's a pain greater than not having all the comforts that we're used to in life.
或超过你得不到这个娱乐的满足。
You're going to experience a pain on the inside of missing me.
在你的里面你会如此的切望耶稣。
And it's going to be all consuming.
而那个感觉会完全的占有你全人。
He says, in that day, then they will fast.
他说将到的那一日，那时候他们就要禁食。
It doesn't say if.
他没有说有可能。
It doesn't say maybe.
他没有说如果有可能。
It says, then they will fast.
而他确据地说，到那时候他们就要禁食。
God is going to awaken a desire on the inside.
主正在恢复，正在苏醒你里面那个渴望。
Where it won't because, it will not be because someone's telling you, hey, you should do a 40-day fast.
不再是因为有一个别人告诉你说你要开始40天禁食。
Forerunner's going to do a 40-day fast starting tonight.
哦，牧主先锋今天开始要有一个40天的禁食。
Oh, because Forerunner Church says so, then I'm going to do it.
哦，因为牧主先锋这样讲，所以我们就要这样做。
God is saying there's going to be something greater than other people telling you you need to do.
主告诉我们是超过别人告诉你还有一个更紧迫的在你的里面。
He's saying, I'm going to birth a longing on the inside of your heart that's going to be all consuming. It's going to take over completely everything that you're going through.
我在你的里面我要生产出一种哀痛，生产出一种渴慕，以至于你要完全的来禁食。
This type of fast,
这样的禁食
is not for external change.
不是为了外在的改变。
In this fast that he talks about here,
在这边所提到的禁食,
this mourning for the bridegroom,
为着 新郎的一种哀痛。
It's a fast of love.
是一个爱的进食。
It's a fast of desire.
是一个渴望的进食。
It's a fast that transforms you.
是一个进食能够转化你。
And the best thing,
而最好的呢
is that you're going to want it.
是你会你自己都渴望要这样做。
In fact, to not encounter this is unusual.
而你不你没有这样去经历到，反而变得奇怪。
I believe the Holy Spirit is coming on us and His church in such a way.
我相信神的灵要临到他的教会。
That everybody is going to experience this fast that Jesus talks about.
以至于教会每一个人都要来经历这边所讲到的禁食。
This has been my experience.
这个其实也是我的故事。
And this is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
You know, there was a period of time in my life.
在我生命当中有一段期间。
Where I dedicated a whole year just to seek the Lord.
我将一整年分别出来来寻求神。
I decided to go to a seminary online.
那个时候我就开始参加了一个神学院在线上的。
And during that one year,
在那一年当中
I remember hearing a story of these people in this seminary who would fast 2 days a week.
那我就听到在神学院里面很多人他们一个礼拜当中禁食两天。
And that provoked me.
那个就激动了我，搅动了我。
I never heard of anyone who fasted regularly 2 days a week.
我从来一辈子没有听过有人一个礼拜禁食两天。
But then I heard why they did it.
但我听到为什么他们这样做。
Because of these words.
就是因为这节经文。
Then they will fast.
到那日，他们就要禁食。
It was out of longing.
而是里面的一个极深的渴望。
It was out of love.
极深的爱。
And their hunger for Jesus provoked me.
而他们对神耶稣的渴望搅动了我。
I said, God, if they want you like that, I want it too.
我说如果他们这样渴望你，主，我也要渴望你。
So I started doing it.
所以我就开始来操练。
And I started with 1 day a week.
我从一天开始操练。
My prayer to the Lord when I first started.
当我刚开始操练的时候，我这样祷告。
It was this.
就这样祷告。
God, don't let me die.
主，不要让我死啊。
God, don't let me die.
主不要让我死。
All my life, I have eaten very well.
我一辈子我都吃得很好。
I have a love language.
我有一个爱的语言。
It's called food.
就是食物。
When you feed me, you will have my heart.
当你喂我的时候，你就拥有我的心。
All my life, I have eaten well.
我一辈子都吃得很好。
God, in the middle of this fast.
但在这个中间，在禁食的时候。
God, I don't want to die.
我可不要死啊，主。
I don't want in the middle of my fast, suddenly maybe I lack nutrition.
我不要进食的时候，突然可能我身体缺乏某种这个某种营养素。
And all of a sudden, my ear falls off.
然后我的耳朵就掉下来。
I was like, Lord, save me.
我说主啊，拯救我。
You can tell I have no experience with fasting.
那你也明白我那时候从来没有进过食。
But that's where I started.
那时候我就这样开始。
I can thank God today.
我感谢神。
I still have both my ears.
我两个耳朵都还在我的脸上。
I'm living very well.
我现在还是活得很好。
In fact, I'm healthier than I was before.
而且我比以前还更健康。
You know, the hardest part of a fast is not the fast.
禁食最难的不是禁食而已。
And I believe it's the hardest part isn't even the end of the fast.
而最难是禁食要结束的时候。
I believe the hardest part of the fast is the fear of fasting.
而最难就是对禁食的惧怕。
That hesitation.
哦，你在里面犹豫。
Oh, I'm gonna suffer.
哦，我要完了，我要受苦了。
Oh, 40 days of starvation.
哇，四十天的这个饥饿。
God, don't let me die.
哦，主啊，不要让我死啊。
Oh, all the food that I love.
哇，我那个爱的食物。
All those good smells, all the restaurants I go to every week.
啊，那个每一个礼拜都去那个很好吃的。
I don't wanna die, Jesus.
很好吃一盘一盘的食物。
The hardest part of the fast.
哦，这是最难的。
Is the fear of the fast.
其实就是对禁食的一个惧怕。
You know, but when I look back.
当我回想的时候
I'm glad I took that first step out.
我感恩因为我踏出了那第一步。
When I look back at my life,
当我看回我的生命
I'm glad I took not just the first step out.
我感谢主不止踏出了一步。
I'm glad I took many steps out after that.
那我继续的持续的往前走。
Never once did I regret that I fasted.
没有一次是我对我禁食操练而后悔的。
That year I dedicated to the Lord.
那一年我完全的献给神。
Became a year I would never forget.
成为那一年是我永远不会忘掉的一年。
It wasn't a year of starvation.
不是饥饿的一年。
It was a year of encounter.
而是遇见神的一年。
It was a year of feasting.
而是享宴在神同在
里的一年。I tell you what, I ate very well.
所以你知道我吃得非常好。
But I ate very well on the word of the Lord.
那一年我吃神的话，吃得非常的丰盛。
God didn't leave me empty.
神没有让我是空虚的。
He met me in my weakness.
神在我软弱的地方遇见了我。
He met me in my fear.
神在我惧怕的地方遇见了我。
In fact, I fell in love with it.
而我那时候开始恋爱。
You know, in the beginning, it wasn't always like that.
一开始的时候并不是这样。
I didn't understand the fasting.
我不明白为什么要禁食。
At first, when I started fasting, I just took one verse.
我当时开始禁食的时候，我就拿了一节经文。
I took a verse from the seminary that I was attending at that time.
我就拿神学院教我们的一节经文。
And I just took that one verse. It was from the Song of Solomon.
从雅歌的其中一节经文。
And I repeated that verse to him again and again.
我就不断的重叙。
This is one of the verses.
Oh, okay, it's okay. All right.
This is one of the verses that I picked.
就是这个经文，我选择这个经文。
It says.A bundle of myrrh. We can read the Chinese on the count of three together. One, two, three.
中文一起来读。我以我的良人为一袋墨药，藏在我怀中。
English says, "A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me that lies all night between my breasts."
我的良人就像一袋墨药，藏在我的怀中。
At first, I said to God,
我那时候跟神说。
What is this verse?
这个经文在讲什么？
Who put this in the Bible?
谁把这个写在圣经里？
I had no emotion.
我
没有情感。I had no emotion. I didn't feel anything.
我完全没有情感。Yes.
I had no relations to this verse.
我也没有任何的开启，任何的感受。
In fact, I was confused by it.
而且我非常的困惑。
A bundle of myrrh?
为什么他说一袋墨药
？That lies all night.
而且一整夜。
Between my breasts.
在我的胸口。
God, I'm a guy.
哎，我是个男人啊，神。
The Chinese here doesn't say it very well.
这个中文没有写像英文。
It says 怀中 but 英文是胸部 you know?
Yeah, 因为英文是讲胸部，中文是说怀中。
God, you got this wrong.
我说神啊，你这个写错了。
What the heck is this verse?
这个是什么意思啊？
I don't understand it.
我完全不懂。
I don't think I really want to understand it.
我也不想要明白。
But I just took that verse before the Lord.
那我就把这个经文带到神的面前。
And...I started looking up, what is this verse talking about?
我就开始做一些研究，这个经文在讲什么。
I remember when I looked it up, I was sitting at the foot of this mountain in Pleasanton.
当时我在这个 Pleasanton 的一个山下。
I would go there every Tuesday and Wednesday when I fasted just to be alone with Jesus.
每周二三我进食的时候，我都会去到那个山下。
And one of the verses I pulled out was this one.
那我就拿这个经文。
And I looked it up and I was like, what is myrrh?
我就说什么是墨药
You guys can see the picture right there.
你可以看到这个图像
That's very sticky stuff.
它是黏黏的一个东西
I was fasting, remember?
我那时候在禁食
I was like, God!
我说神啊
This looks like sugar!
这看起来就像糖嘛
Can you make it into boba?
你可不可以把它变成像那个珍珠奶茶
You did the five loaves and two fishes.
你把那个五饼二鱼的神迹都做了
Can you multiply this for me?
你把这个变一下吧
I'm hungry.
我好饿啊
It looks like sugar.
看起来就像糖
And those leaves.
然后那个叶子
Can you make it into 空心菜
Can you make it? 你把它变成一道菜
It's vegetable. I'm hungry.
我好饿啊
That's how I started fasting, everyone.
我是这样开始操练进食
All I could think about was food.
我头脑想到的都是食物
It made no sense to me.
完全不明白
But then, as I did it more and more,
但我开始持续操练的时候
I just put this verse before the Lord.
我把这个经文放在神的面前
A bundle of myrrh.
一袋墨药
is my beloved to me
是我的良人
that lies all night between my breasts
在整夜就在我的怀中
and I had a revelation
我突然有个开启
the myrrh talks about the suffering of God
墨药讲到神的受苦
it talks about his willingness to die for me
讲到神这么样的愿意为我们受苦
I thought I knew that
我以为我已经明白
because I went to church for so long
我在教会那么多年
everyone here talks about Jesus loves me
每次讲台上每一个人都说耶稣爱你
but I don't understand it here
但是我的心没有明白
I haven't had a deep encounter
我的心没有经历
maybe that's some of you
也许我们当中有些人也是如此
you've been here a long time but you just don't understand the love of the Lord
你在这边很久但是你不完全明白神对你的爱
that was me
我就是如此
I didn't understand the verse at first.
我当时不明白这个经文在讲什么。
But when he awakened it to me,
但他唤醒我。
I understood his suffering.
我明白他的受苦。
God didn't die for me because he had to die for me.
耶稣不是为我受死，因为他必须为我受死。
He died for me because he chose to die for me.
耶稣为我受死是因为他选择为我受死。
No one forced him to that cross.
没有人逼他上十字架。
When he was dying on that cross,
当他在十字架上。
When he was getting crucified,
当他被钉十字架的时候,
when he was getting beaten,
当他被鞭打的时候,
he was not powerless.
他不是没有能力的,
in fact, he was the exact opposite.
他是相反的,
he is full of power.
他充满能力,
any moment,
任何的时刻,
any second, he could ask the angels to come and save him.
他可以祷告,
all it takes from him is just one word.
他只需要开口讲一句话,
save me. And that cup of suffering would have been lifted from his life.
那个受苦的那一杯就很快就被挪去。
Every drop of blood that he shed,
每一滴流下来的血,
no one forced him to do it.
没有任何人强逼他。
Every drop of blood,
每一滴血,
required his permission to be shed.
都需要他自己甘心乐意的,
he did it.
他这样做,
not because he had to,
不是因为他必须,
but because I was worth it to him.
而是因为
His suffering is like a bundle of myrrh. And it's not just a bundle of myrrh, it's a bundle of myrrh that lies all night between my breasts, which is my heart. It's not on my head or my foot or my hand. It's in the place that's nearest and dearest to me. His suffering is my place of intimacy. That I would be so worth it to him. That he would go to such a death to die. And all of a sudden,
突然之间,
I looked at the Passion of Christ film differently.
我在看那个这个耶稣受难记的这个电影的时候,
every moment required his permission.
我看到每一秒每一个时刻他受苦都是他心甘乐意的,
and yet he still chose it.
而他还是选择受死,
because I was worth it.
因为我对他,
I remember I asked the Lord in that time,
我就问他那个问题,
God, if you do this all over again just for me, would you do it?
如果你还需要重新再来一次主啊, 你愿意这样做吗?
You know, when you're fasting and your heart is so tender,
当你在禁食的时候, 你的心是多么的柔软,
he said yes.
主说是的,
but when your heart is so soft, that yes, it goes so deep.
当你这样, 你心柔软的时候, 那个是, 对神的是, 它穿透了你的心,
that I would be so worth it to him.
而我是对他是这么样的珍贵,
that he would go through everything again.
他愿意再重新再为我钉十字架一次,
just for me.
只是单单为了我,
I am worth his suffering.
我为我对他是值得受苦的,
that's what he said to me.
他就这样对我说,
you know, when you're fasting and your heart is soft, the tears just flow.
当你在禁食的时候, 你的心如此的柔软,
you become,
你的眼泪就流下来,
you become grounded in his love.
你开始就扎根在他的爱里,
and you begin to feast on something you never tasted before.
你就开始来品尝是你从来没有尝过,
such a love that I never understood.
神的爱如是我从来没有尝过的这个味道,
because in that fasting, my heart became soft.
因为在禁食的时候, 你的心就柔软了,
soft to the bad emotions, but also to the good ones.
你柔软是对着不好的这个情感, 而是也对着耶稣同时也是柔软,
and it transformed me.
而他就开始改变了我,
it changed my identity.
他改变了我的自我认知形象。
This is just one of the verses that I meditated on.
这是其中一个经文我在那边默想。
Every single verse that you see on the screen right now,
这里所看到的每一个经文,
I've spent more than 20 hours every single one of these at the foot of that mountain in Pleasanton.
我花了超过20个小时 在那个Pleasanton的山下来默想这些经文,
and every time I did it, the tears would flow.
每次我来默想的时候, 我的眼泪就会流下来,
I had understanding of how much I was worth to him.
我开始明白我对耶稣是如此的重要,
it wasn't a fast,
这不是一个禁食,
it was a feast.
而它是一个飨宴,
I knew who I was to him.
我开始知道我对他的价值。
Song of Solomon 2:14,
雅歌2:14节,
oh my dove in the cleft of the rock,
oh, 我的佳偶,
in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice.
在那个磐石穴中的这个鸽子啊, 让我看见你的眼, 让我看见你的面, 让我听见你的声音。
You know, when I'm weak and I don't feel like I love God a lot, when I'm not performing well in my fast, at the foot of that mountain, all I could think about was food and boba and 空心菜. Yet the Lord's words to me in my weakness was that He wanted to see my face. I said, God, I don't even want you to see my face right now. I'm so dark. All I can think about is food, not you.
我想的都是食物都不是你.
It used to be all for Jesus.
之前都是全部为着耶稣.
But when I'm fasting,
但我在进食的时候,
it's all for food.
全部都是为着食物.
I feel so weak.
我感觉很软弱.
You want to see my face?
主你还要见我吗?
God, you really want to see my face?
你真的还要见我吗?
And the Lord says to me, yes.
主说,是的.
Because your voice is sweet to me.
因为你的声音如此甜美.
And your face is lovely.
你的脸面,容貌如此的秀美.
You know, in that moment,
在那个时刻,
all I could say to Jesus,
我能够跟他说的是,
was, God, why do you love me this much?
耶稣,你为什么如此爱我?
No one has ever loved me like this.
从来我一辈子没有人这样爱我。
I don't even love myself.
我甚至我自己都不爱自己。
I can't even accept myself right now.
我自己都没办法接纳我自己。
I feel so in touch with my sin and my weakness.
我能够感受到我的罪恶还有我的软弱。
Yet you want me.
但你却要我。
Yet you want to see my face.
你却要看到我的面貌。
You want to hear my voice.
你却要听我的声音。
Who loves me like you do?
谁能像你?
Who treats me like this?
谁对我那么好?
Only you.
只有你.
Only you.
只有你.
This is what makes you beautiful.
这就是为什么耶稣你那么美丽.
This is what makes you lovely.
这就是为什么你那么可爱.
Your love for me is unconditional.
对着我是无条件的.
When no one wants me.
当没有人需要,
when I don't even want myself.
那我自己都不爱我自己.
You want to see me.
你却要见我.
You want to encounter me.
你却要遇见我.
You say I'm worth it.
你说我是值得的.
You say I'm worth dying for.
你说我是值得你为我受死.
That moment when I feasted on God, my identity was transformed. I understood who I was. I understood how He saw me. I understood His desire was for me. Can you put the next few verses? When my eyes can't focus on Jesus, He tells me that my eyes are like dove's eyes.
他却说,我的眼睛如同鸽子眼。
When I'm looking everywhere, but He says to me,
我眼睛乱看,到处看,但他对我说,
no, you have dove's eyes.
不,你有鸽子眼。
You do love me.
你确实爱我。
Your love is weak.
你的爱很软弱,
but I see it.
但我看见,
it's real.
是真实的,
you might not love me as well as other people.
你可能没有像别人一样那么忠实地爱我,
but weak love is not fake love.
但软弱的爱不是代表是假的。
Chris, I see your love for me.
Chris, 我看见你对我的爱。
I call it real.
我说你的爱是真实的。
Your eyes are like dove's eyes.
你的眼目就如同鸽子。
And I just feast on His words over me. As I meditate on these verses, my heart, my identity is getting grounded in the love of the Lord. And I kept wanting more. I said, Lord, if fasting is this good, not just one day a week, I want to do 2 days a week. No one told me to do this. No one said, hey Chris,
没有人说, hey Chris,
I think you should fast more.
你应该要更多进食哦。
Hey Chris, you know fasting's healthy.
进食是很健康的哦。
You need to lose some weight.
你需要来减肥咯。
You should change your health.
你需要来改变你的健康。
So fast.
所以你要进食。
No one told me any of these.
没有任何人告诉我这些事情。
There was a longing on the inside of me.
而在我里面有一个极深的渴望。
That tasted of this feast and said, I want more.
因为我尝到了那个宴席的味道, 所以我说我要更多。
I had a discovery.
我有个开启。
This fasting is not what I feared.
这个进食 不应该是我惧怕的。
It's the exact opposite.
而是完全的相反。
It's not starvation, it's indulging.
不是饥饿，而是狂吃。
It's feasting on the Lord.
而是狂来享受神的同在。我最后要这样用这一点来结束。
Not only was my mind changed about fasting.
不是我的思想开始对禁食有所改变。
That one year I did this.
那禁食的一年当
中 the wineskin of my heart got transformed.
我心里面的那个皮带也改变。
It changed the places that I went.
而我去的地方也开始改变。
It changed how I spent my time.
它也开始改变我花时间的方式。
It changed my values and my desires.
而它更深的改变我渴望的东西跟人事物。
In life, we have a lot of decisions that we can make.
你知道，在生命当中，我们有很多的决定要做。
Everyone say Plan A, Plan B.
每个人说 Plan A, Plan B.
计划 A, 计划 B. Plan B.
计划 A, 计划 B.
I'm almost done. Everyone say plan A, plan B.
我们一起说计划 A, 计划 B.
We have a lot of plan A's and plan B's.
我们生命当中我们每次都在面计划 A 或计划 B.
I did too.
我也是如此。
One of these for me
其中一个
was what college I wanted to go to.
其中一个选项就是
I want to ask you something.
大学我要去哪里
If you have a choice between a top 20 college in the US and the top 100, which one would you choose?
如果你能够选择去那个美国前二十名或者前一百名的大学，你会去哪一所
？Right, it's a simple question.
这个很简单的问题。
Every one of us would probably choose the top 20.
我们都要去那个二十名的。
God, that's where I want to go.
我说主啊，我就是要去那个好学校。
For me, that was San Jose State and Berkeley.
对我来说，就是伯克莱大学或者是圣何西大学。
I said, God, let me go to the top 20.
我要去那个前二十名。
For my glory.
为着你我的荣耀。
I was like, come on, Jesus.
我说主啊，耶稣。
Doesn't this sound like a better testimony?
这个听起来就是很好的见证嘛。
This person who loved you.
我因为这个人多爱你。
He went to Berkeley.
他就去到伯克莱大学。
It wasn't a city college.
那个不是社区大学哦。
He went to the better one.
他去那个好的大学哦。
God anointed him
神恩高了他
to go to the better college
去到很好的大学
Oh my God, that's a better testimony
哇主啊这个见证太好了
For my glory
因着你不是因着我的荣耀
Right I the Lord at that time I knew he wanted me to go to San Jose
当时我明白他的心意他要我去圣何西大学
I had a hard time letting go
我在那边挣扎
Because this school was tied to my identity at that time.
因为那个选择学校跟我的身份价值有关。
I was like, God, if you want me to go to a Cal State.
我说主啊，你如果要我去这个加州州大学。
I wouldn't have tried so hard.
州立大学，那我就不需要那么用功读书嘛。
People can close their eyes and just walk into that school.
那个，我相信人家闭着眼睛都可以走进那个大学。
Why am I studying so hard if I was just going to go to a Cal State?
我花了那么多时间，那么多努力，既然你让我去一个州立大学。
And I remember the Lord speaking to my heart at that time.
当时神就对我的心说话。
He said, "Chris, you can go where you want to go."
神说 ，Chris， 你可以去你想去的。
I won't stop you.
我不会停止你。
But he asked me something.
但主问我一个问题。
He says, "If you, what would you believe about yourself if you went to the school that wasn't as good?"
那你如果去了那个次等的学校，你对你身份的价值的认知会是什么？
What would you believe about who you are?
你对你自己的身份认知是什么？
Are you still valuable?
你还是那么有价值吗
？When you don't have a good name，
当你不没有一个很好的名声
；When you don't have a good school，
当你没有一个很好的大学
，What does that make of you？
对你而言
，He went down to the root of my heart，
他就一直挖深，挖到我心里的最核心。
But thank God I've been to that place before。
但我感谢主，因为我曾经去过那个地方。
I know that in my weakness，
我知道在我软弱的地方。
When I'm incapable to do anything，
当我没有办法做任何事的时候。
Because I'm fasting，
因为我正在禁食。
I don't have strength，
我也没有力量。
I can't perform well，
我也没办法表现很好。
I know in that place of weakness，
在那个最软弱的地方。
How he sees me。
我记得他怎么看我。
I might not be valuable to other people.
我可能对别人没有那么有价值。
But I'm valuable to him.
但我对他是有价值的。
I might not even want to see my own face.
我可能我都不想要看我自己的脸。
But he wants to see my face.
但神要看我的脸。
I knew who I was.
我开始明白我是谁。
That year of fasting.
因为那一年的禁食。
It grounded me in my identity of how he saw me.
他开始 建立我在神怎么看我。
That year of fasting changed the decisions that I made.
在那一年当中的禁食开始改变了我做决定的方式。
Even though it was years later.
那可能是好几年之后。
So I was able to make that choice.
我就有力量来去选择这个选择。
I chose where the Lord was guiding me in that time.
我去选择顺服神的带领。
And when I look back, I saw the beauty of it.
当我回转去看的时候，我看到这个当中的美丽。
Yeah, the classes were not as hard.
当然，那个大学的功课没有那么难。
But that allowed me to have the extra time.
但他就给我更多足够的时间。
It allowed me to have the extra time to actually meet other Christians.
去和别的基督徒来认识。
It allowed me to have the extra time to see the needs of my campus.
然后而且让我打开眼睛去看到校园的需要。
It allowed me to see that no one was lifting up prayer to the Lord in that time.
我突然看见大学竟然没有人在那边祷告。
I look back at that choice that I made that was hard at first.
我回去看到这个很不容易的决定的时候。
But because I fasted and I knew who I was in him.
因为我借着禁食祷告我开始认识我自己。
I had the strength to make the choice and I started a house of prayer.On my campus.
我就有能力去顺服神的旨意。我们在我们的大学就开始了一个祷告殿。
I set up an altar to the Lord in a place that didn't have it before.
然后我们就在那个没有祷告中心的一个地方，我们设立了一个祷告殿。
That house of prayer ended up actually being a non-profit that we started.
那个祷告殿就开始成为了一个非盈利的机构。
I would have never been able to do that.
我可能没有，绝对不会有这个力量去做。
If I never embarked on that fast.
如果我没有全心的来拥抱禁食。
That choice to say yes to the Lord.
那个对神说是的一个能力。
Change the choices that I would make later in life.
就开始改变我之后人生的一些重大的决定。
In the same way after I graduated.
同时当我毕业的时候。
It also changed the job that I took.
但也改变了我选择我要去什么样的工作。
I want to ask you a question.
我再问一个问题。
If you have a job offer that makes two times, three times what the other job offers and gives you a higher position, that company is also more well known. Which one would you choose?
如果有两个工作让你来选择，一个工作给你很多的钱，三四倍，就是比起一个比较少钱的工作。
Right. Which one would you choose?
你会选择哪一样？
It's an easy choice.
你很自然的选择吧。
I was like God.
我说神啊。
Same thing.
当然了。
For your my glory.
为着你的荣，为着我的荣耀。
Lord, let me go to this company.
让我拜托，让我进这个公司。
But again, the same question.
同样，主又问我。
What would you believe about who you are?
如果你去的话，你对你的认知是什么？
If you go to a company that's not as well known.
如果你去一个没有名的公司。
If you accept a job that doesn't pay you as much.
如果你接受了这一份没有什么薪水的工作。
What does that make you?
对你的价值是什么？
Who do you believe that you are?
你认为你自己还是谁？
I didn't feel like God was stopping me.
我不觉得神正在拦住我。
But he asked me this question.
但神在问我。
And it brought me back to the root again.
他又带我回到这个核心的根源。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Thank God that year.
主，我感谢主，因为那一年。
Thank God that year I came to know of this love, that feast of God's presence.
为着那一年，我开始尝到神的爱，神的同在。
I was able to make the choice that I felt where the Lord was leading me.
我开始有能力去顺服神当时领导我的感动。
I took the job that offered me less money.
我就选择了那份比较少钱的工作。
And I came to understand the beauty of it.
然后而且我现在回头看，我看到这个的美丽。
It's a long story that I don't have time to share.
这是一个很长的故事，没有时间跟你们分享。
But I was able to learn from someone who was a high level position at a Fortune 100 company.
那个时候我就能够认识到一个很高的一个位置的一个人。
She was the leader of my team.
他那个很厉害的这个人，他是我的老板。
I had first-hand experience.
那我就有因着这位认识到这位人，我就开始有很丰富的经验，工作的经验。
And that job started me on a healing journey.
而且借着这份工作，神就开始医治我的心。
He awakened in me a pain I didn't know.
甚至他开始唤醒我，甚至自己都不知道的一些 一些伤在我的里面。
It was the pain that God encountered me and that caused me to start the men's group that I have today.
就是那个时候，那个季节，神开始唤醒我要开始带这个弟兄事工、弟兄组。
And last but not least,
那最后一点,
it changed who I married.
他也开始改变我之后会娶我的婚姻。
No longer just someone that I choose and love.
不再是我自己想选择什么样的人。
But someone God that you choose and that you love.
而我说主，你喜爱谁，你选择的人。
Because I know how you see me.
因为我知道你怎么看我。
When nobody wants me.
当没有人要我的时候。
You do.
主你要我。
That feast of your love.
那个
That is my foundation to choose someone in marriage.
那个就是我选择人的，我谁跟谁结婚的这个根基。
It's a long story.
这是一个很长的故事。
But you guys all know the ending last year.
但你，我相信你们都知道，去年我结婚了。
I was able to marry the woman of my dreams here in this very room.
我就和我梦想当中的女人结婚在这里。
I would have never been able to do that.
我其实没有靠我自己是没有办法。
If I never took that first step out.
如果我没有踏出这个第一步。
These 40 days to us. I believe God is extending an invitation.
我相信神伸出他的邀请的手。
It's an invitation to change how you will even make decisions later on in life.
它会影响到甚至你之后做生命重大决定。
God is inviting you into 40 days of encounter.
神来邀请我们现在进到40天与他相遇的时刻。
He's inviting you and me into 40 days of feasting.
他来邀请我们进到40天的飨宴。
And the things he will do in this time.
而神在这个当中会成就的。
Will change you for a lifetime.
会将你一生完全的翻转。
It will change the decisions that you make.
会为了将来的很多的决定来改变。
It might not look like mine.
可能不会跟
You might go to the better college or the better money, better paying job.
也许神会感动你去更好的大学，拿更高薪水的一个工作。
It might be somewhere else, but it will be the place God has for you.
可能跟我的决定不一样，但是你能够有能力顺服神。
And you will have the strength to do it.
而你会有那个能力。
Because of the feast of love we're about to go on together.
因为我们在这40天中会来享受。
I want to invite you to 40 days. But I also want to invite you to a 40-day decision that will change the next 40 years of your life.
40天的这个禁食，但是也是40天预备你接下来的40年。
You're in a different place than somebody else. You might be fasting small areas.
我们每一个人选择的禁食不一样，也可能你禁食是在比较小生命中小部分来禁食。
That's okay.
没有问题,
Just step out.
但你必须踏出,
All it takes is a willing yes.
你只要有yes的一步,
and I promise you, God will meet you.
我保证你神会遇见你。
That yes will become a doorway of greater encounter for your life that you will never forget.
你对神的yes会成为一个神遇见你的一扇门,
Can we stand together in the room?
我们一同来站立。
Can we stand together in the room?
我们一同来站立。
回到中文了，我相信这40天神要来造访我们，不是40天的痛苦，乃是40天的飨宴。神要来造访我们的心，我们要做的这个微小的决定，会影响我们一辈子，我们所做、所去看、所去的地方。我相信这个40天是40天的造访。 你的禁食跟旁边的人会不一样，可是你唯一需要的就是向神的一个愿意的心，就说主，我在这里，我还不知道我要禁什么，可是我要向你说yes，我要向你说主，我要爱你，我要你成为我唯一的热情，我要来经历你，主你来造访我，好不好？你可以大家跟我一起举手一下，你可以跟我一起来祷告，你说耶稣，你可以举手跟我一起说耶稣。 耶稣帮助我，这40天，我要来经历你。主不是痛苦，不是禁食而已，更是一个宴席。我要享受你的话语，我要享受你的爱。主，你要来造访我。主，我愿意。 主，我在这里，主，我在这里，我要把我全心献上给你，我要全心的来爱你。
主你来帮助我，主你加力量给我，主我要回应你，这四十天我要来回应你的邀请，帮助我踏出来，帮助我，帮助我全心来爱你。主我在这里，我数到三的时候好不好，你跟神来回应，你跟神来回应，数到三的时候你也可以走到前面来，你可以在前面回应，你可以在你椅子回应，我们一起来跟神来回应，说主我要，主这四十天我要，不是四十天的痛苦，主可是我要，我反而我要被造访，我要经历到你，主你帮助我，你摸着我，主我渴慕更多经历到你。一二三，你可以跟神来祷告，可以来到前面，你可以在你位置，我们一起来 敬拜，我们一起来经历神。主谢谢你，你可以开口跟他来祷告。主我在这里，主我在这里，主这四十天我要渴慕，更多的渴慕你，更多的经历到你，主你扩大我的度量，主你赐给我一个新的皮带，是能够容量你要赐给我的这个爱和祝福，主你来扩大我的度量，主这四十天要成为我四十天的飨宴，让我尽心尽意尽力的来爱你，主扩大我对你爱的度量。 Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣，
Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣，
Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣。
大家跟我一起来祷告，我说 Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣，
Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣，
Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣，
Give me Jesus，
给我耶稣。
Jesus I want you，
耶稣我要你。
God these 40 days，
在这四十天里面，
God I want you，
神啊我要你。
I want to know you，
我想要认识你。
I want to love you more，
我想要更深的爱你。
I want to feast on your love，
我想要在你的爱的筵席面前。
Deepen my hunger，
在我的深深的这样渴慕当中，在我的心的深处。
God I want more，
主耶稣我要更多。
God I want more，
神我要更多。
Tell the Lord that，
告诉神。
God I want more，
你要更多。
God I want more，
你要更多。
God I need more，
神我要更多。
God I need more，
神我要更多。
Expand my capacity to love you，
扩充我的度量来爱你。
Jesus my only passion，
耶稣我唯一的热情。
Jesus my only passion，
耶稣我唯一的热情。
Let's worship together，
让我们一起来敬拜。
让我紧握住你的手，使我将生命倾注于你，这是用我的血与你所立的心愿，作为你生命的赎价。爱的火河流进我心，焚烧之灵将我污秽除尽，释迦使我们深深连接一起。
耶稣我爱你，
你的爱情彼此更坚强。
耶稣我爱你，
我心所爱你极美丽，
这四十天让我享受你的爱，
舍下忧难并最纯的蜜，
增加我的渴慕。
你的脚总所尽至地何等的佳美，苏醒人心点燃复兴，让我紧握的恩手，跟随你脚步旋转不离，你眼目发出火焰沸腾我心，我们深渊与深渊相依。
这四十天哦，刚刚 Chris 他分享的非常棒，我觉得这四十天最重要的，我们要留意啊，我们可以进我们的话语啊，我们的话语上面，还有我们的心思意念，还有我们的反应啊。这进食的目的就是什么？更多的就像他，更多的去让我们去体会到这位良人耶稣他对我们的爱，这位良人耶稣他所付上的代价，他把我们挽回来，他渴望得着我们的心。进食的目的就是什么？炼净我们的心，借着进食物。因为当我们人哦，这个酒足饭饱的时候，我们这个人的这个脾啊非常的强，但是借着我们把这个食物的权利放下来，我们更多的去体会，就像 Chris 更多的去默想神的话，哎，神的话就开始向我们开启，开启他们对我们的爱，开启我们里面在我们根部的一切的问题。进食的目的是这个是最重要的，所以大家不要听到食物就啊进食物就很害怕，但是进这个食物是我们什么自愿的，借着把这个吃饭的时间，煮饭的时间，我们更多的去默想神的话，我们更多的去祷告，我们更多的去体会神对我们的爱，那我们也会更多的明白哦，我们这个人的价值在神的眼中是何等的宝贵，我们就不会再常常的被别人讲的一句话冒犯，我们就不会常常的因着别人对我们的一个眼神，或者别人讲到一句话让我不高兴，我们就会觉得很被冒犯，很受不了。但是当我们更多的借着进食，我们更多的知道 Who am I 我是谁的时候，我在神眼中的那个尊贵的时候，那我们这个人我们就不会什么哇那么的上上下下起起伏伏。好，所以我们在唱这首歌的时候，求主给我们看见哦，这位耶稣基督，这位神的羔羊，他是如何的将他的爱，将他的命为我们而倾倒，为的是要使我们再和他重新的合而为一，好不好？所以很重要，这四十天我们的话语，我们的心思意念，我们的反应，我们的眼光，更多的要来被神来炼净。要不带我们
美丽舍下有奶并嘴唇的蜜，你的家中做的何等的佳美，苏醒人心点燃复兴，让我紧握你定恒手，跟随你脚步旋转不离，你眼目发出火焰沸腾我心，我们深渊与深渊相遇，我心所爱你极美丽，舍下忧难并嘴唇的蜜，总所经是你何等的佳美，苏醒人心点燃复兴，爱的你定很熟，
也是我要爱
你，跟随你脚步旋转不离，
耶稣点燃我对你的渴慕，
主
这四十天的进食，主让我心里有这渴望，
与深渊相依，
不是因为被规定，主我要渴望来进食，赐给我这恩典，
爱火燃烧，
烧在我里面，
烧在我血里，
烧出这个渴慕，
我为你奋勇征战到底，
主帮助我不能进食，主我要更多有你，
烧在我血里，
你的烈焰烧下来，
我一生为你沸腾到底，
奉耶稣的名降下你的火，
爱我燃烧，
点燃我的渴慕，更多
我一生爱你坚贞不移，
主我要更多
爱火
Release your fire.
释放你的火。
Release your fire.
释放你的火。
Release your fire.
释放你的火。
是我一生为你沸腾到底。
God, let me hunger for you.
神啊，让我来对你饥渴。
God, I want to love you more.
神啊，我想要更多的爱你。
刻在我心里，与你今生相约，见面在永恒。
Yes, so.
爱火燃烧。
Yes, so.
燃烧在我心里。
Yes, so.
是我为你奋勇征战到底。
向他来要
爱火燃烧，将你烙印我心，
爱火燃烧，
我一生爱你坚贞不移。
主，我要渴慕你，
爱火燃烧，你刻在我心里，
点燃我对你的爱，
与你今生相约，见面在永恒。
我要带着渴慕进入这四十天的禁食，渴慕你，
来唱
新郎的火焰烧在我里面，
烧在我里面，
烧，烧在我里面，
烧在我里面，
新郎的火焰，
这新郎的火焰
烧在我里面，
主我要
烧，烧在我里面，新郎的火焰，
我要渴望进食主，这四十天我要渴望进食，
烧在我里面，
主不再是一个痛苦，
新郎的火焰烧在我里面，
主我要来渴慕你，我要来经历你，
烧在我里面，
烧
新郎的火焰，
这是不能熄灭，
烧在我里面，
更多的火
，fire，
更大的火
，fire，
火，
新郎的火焰烧在我里面。
We ask for fire，
主我们呼求火，
烧在我里面。
We ask for fire，
我们呼求你的火降下来。
In the name of Jesus，
奉耶稣的名。
We ask for fire。
我们呼求你的火降下来，
新郎的火焰
，ignite this church， God，
点燃这个教会，主
，ignite forerunner church， God，
点燃牧主先锋教会
，we ask for forerunner，
我们要做这个先锋
，send your fire，
把你的火降下来
，send your fire on forerunner church。
把你的火降到牧主先锋教会。
We ask you for your bride. We ask you for your bride.
我们想要你的心腹。
Release your fire.
释放你的火。
新郎的火焰烧在我里面。
众水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没。
烧，烧在我里面。新郎的火焰。在我里面，
我们刚刚向神呼求这个渴慕，这个火一次，这个禁食不再是一个痛苦，乃是一个响宴，好吧？我们现在不但为我们自己呼求，我们刚刚怎么样子为我们自己呼求，我们也为教会来呼求，求神赐下这个恩典在牧主先锋教会。不但是 Anton 预言说要去做这件事，我们求神烧下这个火，以致牧主先锋教会的每一个弟兄姐妹从他自己的心里有发出这个渴望出来，求神降下他的火在这个教会，在神的心腹里，好不好？数到三的时候我们跟神来祷告，我们向神来呼求，求神降下他的火在牧主先锋教会，在神的心腹上，求神降下他的火下来。预备，一二三，我们来开口，神啊，降下你的火。主啊，不但在我自己身上而已， God not just on myself，
不是只在我的身上,
God, not just on myself.
不是只在我的身上,
I ask for Forerunner Church.
我为牧主先锋教会祷告,
I ask for every brother and sister.
为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告,
Everyone in my small group.
每一个在我小组里面的人,
Send your fire.
释放你的火,
Send your fire.
释放你的火,
Send your fire.
释放你的火,
Ignite my small group.
点燃我的小组,
Ignite this church, God.
点燃这个教会, 主啊, 我求你,
Let it be 40 days of feasting.
让这40天的宴席,
Feasting on the love of God.
在神的爱中的宴席,
We declare.
我们宣告,
This will be 40 days of encounter.
这是40天与你的相遇,
For every single person in this church.
对每一个在这个教会里面的弟兄姐妹, 40天与你的相遇,
40 days of love.
40天的爱,
God, would you do it?
神你要做你的热心要成就这事, 神你的热心要成就这事,
我们一起向神来呼求, 求神来做这件事, 我们向他来呼求, 求神为这个教会 来成就这事, 샤타라바세테예 카라만도 레베베시테예 소토라바바바바시키레레레레레 소로보보보보보시키라라레레레레레레 쇼라바바바바바칸데레레레레 在20秒 我们是跟神来要 这40天的禁食是40天的造访，主，我们祷告你赐给我们释放这个渴慕，释放这个造访，挪去一切的惧怕。主，谢谢你让我们大家一起集体进到这禁食的恩典，赐给牧主先锋教会，赐给你的心腹。 我们现在可以找你旁边的一两个人，好吧？我们一起来跟神来祷告，求神赐下这个火给我们的教会。我们一起来在小组2到3人一组的里面，我们跟神来一起要。